Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That would be smart. I know. Retirement is so sad. You think nothing of it, and then all of a sudden, like, it's important. I just get nervous about that.
Hello, and welcome to Planantials Podcast Future Rich. My name is Barbara Ginty, and I'm your host and a CFP, which is a certified financial planner. And I am so excited to have a follow-up with our guest, Francis. Francis, your original episode was aired back in April of 2019. It's episode 32. So fast forward, we are coming in on almost 3 years since we last spoke.
Yeah, it's incredible to think of all of the things that have happened in that amount of time.
Yeah, so when we had talked, you were an educational leader you were living in DC. You had recently gone through a very unique divorce, which left you with some, you know, financial baggage, I will say, and you were devising a plan so that you could be free before you were 40.
Yeah. That's a pretty good summary of what was going on at that time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very high level. You definitely need to listen to the original episode. So give us an update. Where are you? How are things going? How's life?
Yeah, I'm so excited to give updates. So at that time, my initial plan was, again, this is April 2019. We are pre-pandemic life. And I had started with this kind of like New Year's goal to get my life back on track. And I could also move to the West Coast to be closer to my family. And I really did like this ambitious, financial, aggressive plan with my side hustle and everything. And made some pretty huge moves. So I was financially able to pay off my car, all of my credit cards, and save up enough money to move. And I made that last debt payment in March of 2020, which
gosh.
Yeah, for those of us who remember, was when everything started shutting down in the world. And so a month prior from that, I flew out to the West Coast and interviewed at several places and was offered jobs at several places and accepted one. And so, yeah, June of that year, right in the middle of those first few months of the pandemic, I was in a financial position to be able to move out west. And yeah, so I'm out here now and loving it.
That's incredible. Can I ask whereabouts in the West?
Yeah, I'm in Seattle.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And that was the goal, right? Because you have family out there.
Yeah. So I have family spread out on the West Coast. And so Seattle was a good place for me to ground myself at. And yeah, I made it. And I just, you know, we talked a lot about in the last episode about like the weird way life aligns sometimes. And yeah. I just think back to like, had I not started when I started, and had I not been as aggressive as I was, and everyone around me being like, why now? Why are you doing this now? I wouldn't have been in a position. Like, I would have been trapped in a place where I wouldn't be able to have traveled to see family, where I would have felt really stuck, where, you know, that would have been a really difficult move. But fortunately, I was able to set myself up for a lot of success. Now, I'm not completely debt-free, which we'll get into, I'm sure. But I was able to get everything except for my student loan payment gone.
Fantastic. And I think that, you know, I've obviously done a lot of podcasting since you and I first talked about 3 years ago. But I think that for you, that strategy of like really buckling down and making a lot of sacrifices was the right decision, because it allowed you, and you know, now looking back, it was perfect timing, right? That you got out of, you know, credit card debt and got rid of your car loan right before the pandemic.
Right. Exactly. Like it was, and also had saved enough. So what ended up being really tricky is my original plan was, you know, to pack up a van. I had some family members flying out. We were going to drive back west. I was going to bring my car. All of that could not happen at that time. There was too many obvious concerns about COVID and things were shut down. And so I ended up grabbing, it actually happened, like it was crazy how fast it happened. Found out from work, like, I'm trying to think, around May, they said, we're just not coming back in person. You're going to end your job here virtually. And I had been scheduled to be with them through July. And I go, okay. And I happen to go on CarMax and be like, okay, what's their process for, you know, selling a car in case I can't take my car with me? And like, they had already had a virtual system set up. So I just had to take pictures of my car and email them in. And they gave me an offer way over what I thought my car was worth. If you're working at CarMax, thank you, because that was helpful. But I go, okay, and they go, the offer only lasts for 7 days. So I literally, loaded up boxes of things I knew I wanted to keep, and then donated everything else that I owned.
And, oh, my gosh.
Yep, in 7 days, sold my car and was on a flight with, like, two other people on it because no one was flying, and masked up, scared out of my mind, but I was like, okay, we're doing this, and then flew out to Seattle. And then luckily, I mean, I had enough money set aside. I was able to stay with my sister in the interim and then had enough money set aside. But like everything, like all the pieces just felt like they really fell together and that it was meant to happen. And it was even crazy, the apartment that I had already set up, they were like, the rent dropped on it by,
oh my God.
Money. So just all these things like really nicely lined up to be able to come out and then start rebuilding everything, because obviously I'd given everything away. And so it's just kind of a really fresh start. Obviously, you know, there's been challenges over the last, you know, year and a half, just through what it's like restarting your life amidst kind of all the craziness that's going on right now. But it was also just really incredible.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you, because you know, when people listen to the original episode, you had gone through quite a terrible event. So it's so nice to hear that everything lined up with this.
Yeah, I really think it was really meant to be. I think about it. I have a lot of moments in like my current life and setting. It feels like a lot quieter than life was before for me, just because I still don't live exactly where my family is. And, you know, my friends are primarily back east. And so building a life during this time is, you know, it's like restaurants have been shut down. And it's like, right. You know, like all of the world's, you know, just going through kind of chaos. But at the same time, just a lot of moments of reflection of being like, unbelievably grateful, and just grateful for like pages like yours and other people on that community. Because really, honestly, if anyone's wondering like, why now, like, why would I do that now? There is a reason that we don't always know. And that really kind of manifested itself for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I love that, because I think that sometimes I always like to say there's a balance with, you know, living your life and then being prudent with your personal finances. But with you, it just made so much sense to really be so strict with yourself, because you had that timeline of like, I want to get out of DC. I want to start my life over again.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good point. And you don't have to be strict forever. And I think that's where it brings me now is like, you know, it's interesting. I'm working with someone. I was telling her about being on right now, and she's so excited. And she's like, can't wait to hear, because I had to go back and listen to the other episode too. And I look at where she's at in her financial life and like all of the barriers that get in the way. And it's been so nice to Not only when I came out here, I also bought a new car for myself with cash, and was able to.
That must have been a very rewarding experience to be like, hold on, I have the cash for this.
It was amazing because it was also like I got new furniture for myself and didn't feel guilty about spending it. I'd worked really hard to save that money. I worked 7 days a week with like 2 days off within like a 9 month period. And, you know, just really felt proud of myself to be able to do that. And I'm so proud of where I live and the belongings that I have around me. And so it just feels completely different. And yeah, being able to say like, that's the car I want. I'm going to be able to get myself that car and not be strapped with car payments. And even just having a credit score where it's like my insurances are lower, like life is just better. And I'm not there yet all the way, which I mean.
I think those are all super powerful moments. And I think that, you know, it's important that everybody recognize that everyone's journey is different. And for you, that made total sense to really, I mean, that's a lot of working with no time off, like 2 days off at 9 months is crazy. But it allowed you to leapfrog your finances, and that's what you were desiring to do. So how have those habits stayed with you? Because obviously you're hopefully not working like that now. So
No, not working like that. So it became really hard. My side hustle was to teach online. And what I was doing last year was teaching online as my regular job. So I couldn't like handle side hustling my regular hustle and then just like working for it. Just felt too much. I just needed a break. And so like the side hustle, I'm still able to go back to that if I want. But that I have not been actively doing. And so things kind of, I got like a lot of time back in that way. And then kind of financially, of course, there was the first few like months I was out here, I had no salary and things like that. And so where I am at now is I have a regular paycheck. I get paid once a month. I don't have, for Seattle, I don't have extremely high expenses. And now I have student loans that I'm still sitting on. And I could explain a little bit about where my student loans have been just as a mental block, I think. But
sure.
Essentially, I'm at a $56,000 student loan still that needs to be paid.
Okay. And then what? But right now they're on pause.
Yeah. So I was not on pause until.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine were because I hadn't consolidated them the right way. Mine were not on pause. So I was paying them all the way through last. June, so June of 2021, and I ended up going online and looking at how to, what was the best way for me to consolidate them and get them qualified under the loan forgiveness program eventually, and so there's there, and I ended up doing that, and it's just been really, to be honest, like confusing around student loans, just politically initially. Joe Biden had come out and said he was going to give $10,000, and then there's been political pressure to give more than that. And so I think once I qualified for the pause, I think I just kind of lacked like a motivation. And it was like, oh, I'm going to take 1 month and like enjoy this extra money and then kind of see where this is going. And then now it's just kind of in limbo. So I did make my student loan payment. I know they don't start up again until May, but I did go ahead and like start that again this month. Kind of new year and getting back on it because I don't want to wait until the government decides what they're going to do with my loans. But at the same time, just like in a unique position because there were some changes to the public service loan forgiveness program that I just haven't like really figured out. And so that's just kind of like my new space, which is you can't just sit in limbo. You've got to be actively doing something. So what's the active plan? And just trying to.
And so are you thinking with your new role, you can qualify for the 10-year forgiveness?
Yeah. So I actually have 17 years in qualifying jobs. And so I can definitely apply for that. I just don't know about like how many qualifying payments because mine were consolidated the right way. And so the original plan was it had to be 120 payments under a direct qualified.
Correct.
Now there's some waiver that you can apply for
that if yours were not under the direct label, if they were PFL, I don't know, all of the letters, right? If they were under those, that those payments now count too. And for that before October. So yeah, that's kind of like the weird place that I'm in. I just don't really know. I definitely have the years of service and I have the time in working for nonprofits, but I just don't know if I have the 120 qualified.
Interesting. Yeah, we had one woman on the show and she successfully was able to navigate the public loan forgiveness program, which the statistics on it are awful, which I think is why they're trying to get more people through it by saying, okay, even if you hadn't consolidated, but you technically were eligible, we just never told you or helped you with that process or provided any clear guidance whatsoever, you can apply for it. So yeah, I think that's a great thing to pursue. I hope that they make it easier than the original program, that you can actually use it to qualify.
Yeah, from what I can tell, it just isn't, it's still not the clearest. I think that they are trying to make it better. At the same time, it would also depend on how many payments I was away, if that was something that it would make sense to wait for. Just because, like you said, the rate of people that actually got through that program, I want to say I heard it was at like 2% or something insane like that. It was really ridiculously low who were able to navigate that. At the same time, at the end of this year, even if I didn't do anything else, I know I would qualify for teacher loan forgiveness, which would be the $17,000. And so if nothing else, I can get a chip that way and like chip away at it. But I definitely like have been, you asked about the money habits. I have not acquired any more debt. I do not use my credit cards except maybe to get like points and then I pay it off like immediately when it posts on the account. And so credit cards are not friends. And so I do not use those. I managed to maintain a savings account. And so I have $10,000 in savings. And then I have, you know, really used my money the last few months as I did pause on student loans to kind of pay for experiences. Being new to a certain place, I'm like, oh, I want to go stay the night over here and buy tickets and things like that. And so all of that needs to obviously come back and rein in. But I never went over, you know, the money that I had or went into any more debt. And so definitely, like, I think the money habits have stuck with me. It's still fun to be able to, like, look back at my old posts and see, you know, just how crazy frugal I was. And be thankful that I'm not trying to figure out, like, I did a post about, like, getting by on $30 a week groceries. And, like, I'm not there, but I always will be conscious of it. So some of those just money habits stuck with me, and being able to, yeah, just take care of my belongings and things like that, make things last longer, all of those really stuck with me.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
It just feels like it's such a better mental place too. I feel like people don't talk about like how it can clear out so much mental stress.
It's so hard during the pandemic. And I remember I was talking to my boss and he said to me, you know, how are you this year? And I paused and I go, I'm doing better than I was. And that felt, you know, there's like some guilt to that, right? In a time of when everyone else was struggling, it feels braggy to be like, oh, all the pieces fell in place for me in the time I knew where it wasn't falling in place for other people. And so, yeah, I think that thinking about that component of it is like, it's so hard to watch, you know, other people and friends and things like that continue to struggle with those things that I know, like, it just wasn't clicking for me either. And it's like, just trying to help people, you know, find the debt-free community online and gather that kind of support and see all the benefits of it. And that's why I'm excited this year. I just feel in a really positive place to tackle some life goals and some big goals for myself, because I know the last few months I've been trying to go, I moved somewhere else. Like, what? There's a loss in that too. There is like hardship in transitioning and things that I've lost emotionally. And then thinking about like, how do I make this year flourish and thrive, and how do I make it beneficial to me? And I know one of those will be pursuing getting those loans paid off, that real ultimate freedom.
Yeah. And even if you just got the, the teacher forgiveness, if you got 17,000, that's a huge chunk.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And then I have to ask, because you know I love it, how's your retirement doing?
Retirement. Let's talk. I knew. You'd ask me about retirement, so I pulled up numbers.
Okay.
It's sad that I didn't have them already. Yes, but I did pull them up last night. This is what I did. So currently I'm contributing 8.05% to my retirement fund. And in my current job, my retirement, I have set aside, since I started here, $14,624. And then in my last two jobs, let's see, that's the last two jobs is $92,000.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, good. So you're over $100,000.
Yep. Ooh, I haven't thought about it like that.
Yeah.
I am. I have them in so many separate places right now, but that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. Fantastic. And then how is the pay with the new job?
The new job, so I didn't know this before I came here, but in Washington State, they don't take out state taxes from your paycheck, which, so I'm actually, even though I took a job making like overall less, I take home much more. And so in my new job, my paycheck, I take home $5,750 a month.
Okay.
Rent, parking, utilities, all of those life things come to about $1,850.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Then there's car insurance, cell phone, things like that. So car insurance is $120, cell phone's $100, internet $70. And then the student loan right now is at $450. Obviously, I want to put more towards that as I kind of figure out. I've sent in an inquiry about the waiver form to see that I qualify for that and kind of getting an idea of that. But yeah, that's where my finances are. So when you add it up, that gives me a lot of financial flexibility of where I'm going to put that extra money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you have a really reasonable budget. And I would even say if you can get that student loan forgiven or even just the teacher portion of it forgiven, you could take that difference and bump it into your retirement and just keep your budget the same.
Oh, yeah, that would be smart. That would be smart. I know, retirement is so sad. You think nothing of it. And then all of a sudden, like, it's important. I just get nervous about that.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would, whatever amount you get forgiven, the difference in the payment, ideally if you get the whole thing, that's a huge difference in your retirement if you start putting that amount in.
Yeah. And would you recommend like just opening up a 401k then? Or what would you do? Not a 401k.
So through work you have a 403b, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you could just increase your percentage there, but you could also do, maybe a Roth IRA outside of work.
Oh, okay.
We just did a fun little post on Instagram about what a Roth IRA is. And we also have a free download on our website.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so you could do either. So you could maybe try to get the retirement at work up to 10%. And then outside of work, you could do a Roth. And you could just open that up yourself and invest your money. Just make sure the monies are invested inside of the Roth. You don't want it in cash in a Roth. The Roth is just the vehicle, but you still have to pick investments for it.
Got it. Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay. That sounds like a smart plan.
Yeah, I would definitely do that and figure out, I would try and do both. And even if you can even just do $100 a month towards the Roth or any amount you can do will make a big difference over the long term. And then once you see what's going on with the student loans, whatever amount you get forgiven, or if you get the whole thing forgiven, then you could do the Roth and then try and bump up the retirement to get it up to 10.
Okay. And the Roth has a limit per year?
It does. So the limit for it is going to be $6,000 a year.
Oh, okay.
Because you're under 50. So that's your max.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Well, I know you can't recommend exactly who I go with, but what are some of the things that I would be looking for when I'm selecting where to invest that?
So I am a big believer. It's nice to have things aggregated, to kind of make life a little bit easier so that things aren't all over the place. And then you can make sure that your beneficiaries are all the same and up to date, and you can check your returns really easily so nothing gets forgotten about. So I would say you could pick a vendor where you could keep your former 401k. You could make that an IRA if you want to, but you could kind of maybe have a vendor that you keep everything with outside of your work plan so that everything's aggregated. So you have like one login, check everything. And I always think it's good to look, people are name brands for a reason. So I can't say who they are, but you know, I think we all know who they are. So you want to just find something that has solid investment returns. And I always say when you're looking at investments, it's always good to look at how they did in the bad years. Okay. Everybody always just looks like, what was the 1 year return? You're not a 1 year investor. If you're opening a Roth IRA, that's going to be an account because you're 38 now.
Yeah, I'm 38.
38. Okay. So your Roth IRA, you open this up now, should be with you till you're 68, if not longer. So it's a 30-year investment, right? And so you don't want to just look at a 1 year return. You want to look to see how did these investments do, ideally, over the last few decades, right?
Right.
And you want to see how they did. I think, I feel like I butcher the saying all the time on the podcast, but I think the saying is smooth seas never made for a good sailor or something like that. So the concept being that you want to see how your investments will perform in the downturn because we're going to, the market goes up and down. That's what it does. So you could go back and look at historically bad times in the market and see how do those investments you're going to put your money into, how did they do during the downturns? How long did they go down as far as the market? Ideally not, right? Ideally, they didn't go down as far. And then ideally, they recovered pretty quickly.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Kind of
yeah,
for
like that makes a lot of sense.
Some benchmarks for what you're looking for.
Yeah. And I think for me, even though I know the loans are part of like my debt profile, I definitely think that I just know where my head is at. I think starting on my retirement would help kind of ease that concern. Because it feels right now like just the need to get started on that. Definitely feeling like this urgency around that.
Yeah, so I think a really easy thing to do would be to start with a Roth IRA with some of the extra money you have in your budget, and then just continue to increase that as you knock down those student loans, because then your budget stays the same.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
And then that way you're really tackling all the boxes.
I agree with that. I think that sounds really like a smart plan.
Perfect. Well, this was so exciting to get to chat with you again. I literally cannot believe it was basically 3 years ago.
I know. And the world changed in 3 years.
Oh my gosh, so much. Yeah. I also can't believe I'm still podcasting 3 years later.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing.
It's just fun. So yeah, this is awesome. I'm super excited to hear how many of the changes you made and how successful you were with your debt plan. And I have all the faith in the world that you'll figure out these student loans and start plucking away more on the retirement. You've already done a good job on the retirement. You have over 100,000, but you could just amp it up a little.
Awesome. And I cannot wait because hopefully when I'm turning 40, I'll be able to come on and be like, I figured it out.
Yes, absolutely. That would be amazing. So we'll talk to you in like 2 years. Yeah, we'll talk to you in 2 years. Hopefully we're not still having COVID. Oh my gosh, I hope we're done with that.
I can't wait for that time to be over in our lives.
Oh my gosh, me too. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Frances, for coming back on. And for all of our lovely listeners, you can check us out if you like our podcast. It'd be wonderful if you could rate and review it on iTunes. And for our most up-to-date news, you can find us on Instagram at The Future Rich Podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.